brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I'm on the road. Jakari Jackson and, of course, David Knight doing a great job. I'm going to be back by Wednesday, but we're going to have Mike Adams in for 3 hours. On Wednesday, I'll probably be popping in there as well. And I'm not sure what we're going to do on tomorrow's show. I may do it from the road, you know, driving in the bus like I did before. One time from the front seat of the bus next to Richard. So we're going to see what happens tomorrow. But there's so much breaking news. If you go up to Infowars.com, George W. Bush suggests Boston bombings were a conspiracy. Pretty powerful video. I thought he said never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. U.S. moves closer to military intervention in Syria. That's Kurt Nemo's article. They're already doing military intervention with proxies. They mean overt military bombing. And, you know, after they do their deal with Russia, they're like kind of stage an event, blame their own assets, let the Russians clean out the CIA's own people. You give us Syria, we'll get our people out of Dagestan. I mean, this is just amazing. It's like Hitler and Stalin dividing Poland or something. That's how government works. I agree with Sebel Edmonds' breakdown on that a few days ago. Mother of bombing suspect says it's all lies. That's all up at Infowars.com. Multiple polls, Americans are more afraid of government than the terrorists. That's right, but the government has electronic voting in now, so I guess it doesn't matter what you want unless you enforce the Constitution. And that's just some of what's going to be coming up. William F. Jasper is going to be joining us. But putting bookends on this, David Knight, we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center that Harper's wrote about in 2007, and they got their tax returns, 501c3, $189.7 million, a lot of it government funding. Approximately 60% of their total expenses were spent on program services. They live like kings. In 2009, that's the latest numbers, and they still, every professional I know, you know, my dad's a dentist, every lawyer he knows, gets mailed the magazine, which I'm always in, or almost every time I've seen it. It's a quarterly magazine where they put toothless Klan members run by feds next to mainline Christian groups, some of the biggest in the country. I mean, they just say, hey, we shouldn't teach five-year-olds how to masturbate. And they're like, these people are evil. And then the guy goes in and shoots them, and it's like, so what? We're liberal. I mean, it's just over the top. And again, they're here for an authoritarian takeover. I'm not just saying that. David Knight, the final comments on that before I come back and talk to Jasper.
I think what you said earlier, Alex, is the key. You got to ask yourself, not only why would the Army attack mainstream organizations like the Family Research Council and the American Family Association, but why is the Army doing this? Why? It's kind of like when you saw the Waco, when that was unfolding, we were told that they had to do that to protect the children and that there were child abuse charges. It's like, that's not the jurisdiction of the federal ATF.
They could have arrested him in town every day. They wanted the big fight.
Exactly.
They wanted to kick off the domestic purge. They hate gun-owning Christians, so they picked a weird group to set the precedent.
Right.
These people just don't want power. They hate us.
It's the same sort of thing here. It's the same sort of thing here. You got to ask yourself, why is the Army weighing in on this? Why is the Army telling people that the Family Research Council and the American Family Association are hateful groups, that they're hate groups, and they don't share Army values? Why is
By the way, they're incredibly milquetoast. They're incredibly milquetoast. I mean, look, mm-hmm. The Army document 3 weeks ago, Fox News, says evangelicals, by the way, are worshiping the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all Catholics are extremists next to Al-Qaeda. I mean, where are the Catholic groups up in arms about this?
Right. Yeah.
That's a big group to say all the Catholics, period.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that's the thing. That along with, and we've seen this happening over and over again. We've seen Army manuals where they're wargaming in South Carolina against the Tea Party. We see the MIAC report that was broken by InfoWars back in 2009. We see this narrative coming over and over again, and you have to ask yourself, you know, not only do we have a standing army now, permanent professional standing army, which is against Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, but now they are definitely turning their sights on the American people.
That's right. They're demonizing us, saying we're the bad guys. And then we say, hey, what are the armored vehicles and machine guns and checkpoints and bullets for? They go, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't run. We are your...
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll have more breaking news from InfoWars.com and other top liberty-minded sites around the world. Right now, though, for the balance of the hour, we are joined by William F. Jasper. He is the senior editor at the New American Magazine, thenewamerican.com. And, of course, he also is their main correspondent to the United Nations. He travels all over the world. And, of course, I followed his work earnestly when I discovered it in about 1993, 94, 95. The John Birch Society films that were aired on local access TV helped expand my awakening. I kind of grew up around history and things, so just knew what they were saying was true because it was verifiable in the, even by the time I was 20 years old, hundreds of history books I had read. And the first time I met William F. Jasper personally, I had him on as a guest a few times, was at Operation Urban Warrior, where the military was openly training with role players to confiscate guns in California, and that was their shooting video of the Navy vessel Coronado dumping out thousands of Marines and troops from five nations. And I'd go into that, say, "Sure, you can come in with the press," and they would sit there and train and say, "Where'd you get the guns and ammo and the helmet?" "Well, I got it in San Francisco." And then they'd have a Colonel Jones run up and say, "Jones can't film that. Get out of here." They'd go, "But, sir, you said he could be here." show, and then Colonel Hart would run up on video and get very upset. So they did not want people seeing what is in Police Station 2000. So the first time I met Jasper then. Now, the John Birch Society, I want to get him on today, just do a brief history of it. I'm not a member of it, never been part of it, just because, you know, I've read their material. I guess I'm kind of a, to use the communist term, but in a joking way, a fellow traveler. I grew up with my dad having their publications, and Bobby Vaughn, a John Birch Society member in Dallas, coming over when I was a kid, you know, and I'd hear him around the coffee table drinking coffee, talking about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the plan to destroy the family, the plan of the megabanks to create world communism that they're exempt from, basically everything we see today. And I want to get him on about an article he wrote last week that we linked to on Infowars.com dealing with the EU bragging that, oh, yes, we're taking over in an authoritarian way. They've also done that in the Financial Times of London bragged in an article called And Now for World Government, where they said, yes, we've been secretive. Yes, we're authoritarian. Yes, we're taking over. And yes, there's nothing you can do. So they've gone from denying all of this to saying, okay, you're discredited because you don't want world government. It's kind of like a year ago when they'd only bought 1 billion bullets. Now it's over 2 billion. There are no 1 billion bullets. There are no armored vehicles. There are no manuals training to take on the American people and veterans and gun owners. Now they're like, of course there are manuals to take you on. And of course we have 2 billion bullets, but they're not to kill you. That was the new thing in Congress last week. We played clips on the Sunday show. So, if you ever notice when you watch MSNBC or CNN, when somebody talks about freedom or somebody talks about sovereignty or somebody talks about NAFTA and GATT, admitted things, or the Trans-Texas Corridor, they'll go, Ron Paul is insane. That NAFTA highway doesn't exist, even though Texans see it being built and saw the billboards. They're playing to your ignorance. But you'll always see them, who they're really scared of, saying, oh, that sounds like something from the John Birch Society, and then they'll laugh. And that's an appeal to emotion for ignorant people watching to go, well, when I hear the word John Birch, I better laugh. The truth is, the John Birch Society, if you watch the things that Mr. Welch said back in the 50s when it was founded, when you watch the things they put in a little blue book that I read when I was about 18, all of it has come true. Not because they were prescient. They had good patriots in the military, in the FBI, in the Congress, who were in the hearings where this was all being announced. They tried to get this all done in the 50s and 60s when they thought the public would totally trust the government after World War II. People did trust the government, leave it to Beaver. This was all announced. Getting rid of our military, creating a UN military via NATO. So I want to give him the floor now for the rest of the hour to, as best I can, this stuff really gets me excited. William F. Jasper, to kind of this little 5 minute segment left, talk about the John Birch Society, talk about how right they've been and why they've been so demonized. And it almost put them on the defensive for a while. You know, I've had their director in studio kind of admit that. Need to get off the defense, get on the offense. So what when traitors sit there and attack you and say you're a liar? They're the liars. I mean, that's a sign, and now people don't believe the lies anymore. And then get into what the EU's forming into, what the New World Order is from his deep research, because this is, you know, the head honcho over there at the publication, and just really does amazing research and has been at all these major UN events or sent his sub-correspondents to it, and then how things are going. After we talk about the history of JBS, then talk about the current state of world government, and then how it's going for them, where he sees things going. William S. Jasper of TheNewAmerican.com, we salute you, and we're honored to have you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex. Pleasure being here with you. The setup you gave me here, I'll just walk right into that. Probably a lot of your listeners are familiar, at least to some degree, with the John Birch Society. The John Birch Society publishes the New American Magazine, of which I am the senior editor and UN correspondent and kind of chief cook and bottle washer. My entry into this is probably similar to a lot of members of the John Birch Society. At least of my generation. I graduated from college in 1975. But while I was in college my last couple of years, my parents had become members of the John Birch Society. And when I found out about that, I was shocked. I was dismayed. I was completely perplexed. How could this happen? Because I knew nothing about the John Birch Society except that somewhere in my deep subconscious, I had this image of the John Birch Society as being a very evil fascist organization, a racist organization, somehow connected with the Ku Klux Klan or something like that. And I found campus colleagues had pretty much the same impression. And so I thought, well, I had better educate my parents. They're good people. They certainly aren't fascists. They were both World War II veterans, fought against the Nazis over in Germany and France, et cetera. My mother's an Army nurse. My dad, 82nd Airborne paratrooper. Good patriotic people. My job as the college-educated son to educate them. And so I started discussing this with them. They gave me a whole stack of literature. At that time, the John Birch Society magazine was American Opinion. The monthly magazine, the weekly magazine was the Review of the News. They gave me a stack of those.
So you thought you were going to straighten them up with all your Rockefeller Foundation-funded college schooling, and they actually straightened you up.
Right. I mean, they gave me a whole stack of books by Ludwig von Mises and Henry Hazlitt and Friedrich Hayek, and I started reading all those. And I'd been studying economics, and I thought, my gosh, how come I've never been exposed to this? These are top-notch world-level economists, free market economists, and why haven't I been exposed to this? And so I began doing a lot of research, and it was very hard for me to overcome the biases that I had built into me already. But I spent a lot of time at the university library checking the footnotes, making sure that things weren't being quoted out of context. And I found myself being reluctantly re-educated, and I thought, gee, a lot of this makes sense. They're calling for constitutional government. They're calling for getting back to constitutional government for their.
They're calling for America.
That's right. That's right. And they're not only opposed to communism and socialism, but fascism, Nazism, any of the collectivist ideological movements and parties. And
well, wasn't John Birch Society's big evil opposing the Vietnam War? Rightly. Oh, that's so fascist.
Right, and they were opposed it. The John Birch Society opposed it, not for the same reasons that the SDS and the leftists were opposing it. They, I mean, those people were calling for a Viet Cong victory. The John Birch Society said, no, it's wrong for us to be over there supporting, or rather pretending to fight communism there while we were allowing Castro to build a dictatorship right here at our doorstep.
They rightly understood that it was Hegelian dialectic with the globalists playing both sides of it. Talk about the name John Birch Society for people that don't know the story.
Well, John Birch was a Baptist missionary just preceding World War II over in China. And long story short, he had learned Chinese and the various Chinese dialects. He could identify very well with the Chinese people there. When World War II broke out and the Japanese invaded China, all of the foreign missionaries left, except for him. He stayed behind, disguised himself as a Chinese, traveled all over China. When we entered into the war, he began, and Jimmy Doolittle began doing his flights over China, bombing the Japanese thing. American pilots were being shot down or were being forced to abandon their planes. And he developed a network to have land amongst the Chinese there to build landing strips and to have smuggling operations to get the American pilots back out of China so that they could fly again. And so he was a hero all over China. The Japanese were after him, trying to capture him. He was highly decorated. He was very brave, incredible man, incredible story. Robert Welch wrote the book about him, The Life of John Birch, which is available. But after, at the end of the war, he was given one last commission. He was a missionary, but he was commissioned as a captain in the U.S. Army because of his intelligence capabilities there. And he was given one last mission, which was to go up northern China to escort out the Japanese army so that they wouldn't be, after the armistice, so they wouldn't be molested. And he was stopped by the Chinese communists. And
all right, let's stop right there. We've got to go to break. I want to come back and finish that story so you understand where the John Birch Society came from when these enemies of liberty just demonize them and say lies about them with no proof. Understand why. Because they know it's a real organization trying to defend this republic. And without them, folks, Ron Paul, myself,
we would not have known all this info. I'm telling you, they were the launch pad for the entire giant resistance today. And everybody should be a part of the John Birch Society, or at least get their materials, because they're the best you're going to find anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset Jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fitting music to talk
talk about the John Birch Society helping get the Flying Tigers into there to fight the Japanese. And then, of course, at the end of the war, it was the John Birch Society that first said in the 50s that Mao had been put in power by our government. That was declassified about a decade ago. I was watching Discovery Channel, or was it History Channel, and they had the old CIA section chief admit it. And then I went and looked it up. There had been an announcement in the news that, oh, the government thought Mao would be a stabilizing effect, the greatest mass murder in history. But we'll talk about what happened to old John Birch when he tried to actually help the Chinese people he loved so much against tyranny. Okay, so he's helped defeat the Japanese against the millions the Japanese killed. Incredible war crimes there that dwarf what happened to the U.S. or even the Koreans, for that matter. The Japanese viciously attacked. I'm not demonizing Japanese now. That's just Imperial Japan were like the Nazis. Now, expanding, go ahead and finish up with what happened. William F. Jasper, editor-in-chief over there, senior editor over there at the New American Magazine.
Captain John Birch was sent to escort out the Japanese army out of northern China. And on his way there, he was stopped by Chinese communist troops and was murdered by them. And that is not surprising because that's what communists do. But remember, this is the end of World War II, and Americans, or the triumphant victors, could be very bad news to kill an American hero. I mean, John Birch should have received numerous additional citations, to which he did receive and probably would have gotten Medal of Honor, things of that nature, except for this murder was covered up. Why was it covered up? Our State Department, which was being run by communists at that time.
Wasn't he also tortured?
Verified since then.
Wasn't he also tortured?
Yes, he was. He was tortured, bayoneted, and murdered. And this wouldn't fly very well, though, with our State Department and our government, the Roosevelt and Truman administrations, trying to convince the American people that the Chinese communists under Mao Zedong and Chu Te were our allies, going to be the people that we should be turning China over to, which is what we did. They began demonizing Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalist government, building up Mao Zedong. And so they had to keep this hidden. And Robert Welch, who is the founder of the John Birch Society, who was still in his manufacturing. He was had a big candy making company. He had the Sugar Daddy or Sugar Babies, or one of his guys that invented those. And he had poured all of his money into alerting the American people about the dangers of socialism and big government here at home, and of communism abroad. Now, for younger generations today who don't even know who Stalin or Mao or Fidel Castro is or were, and have no idea about the climate in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, the 70s, when communism was taking over one country after another, that might be hard to fathom. But Americans at that time understood that there was something really bad in the world. There's this world revolution going on where totalitarianism was being fastened on one country after another. Millions of people were being slaughtered and tortured and imprisoned. So Robert Welch was founded an organization. He named it after John Birch because he saw that Captain John Birch was an exemplary American who embodied everything that this country was great about this country, and had been, as he said, was the first victim of World War III. After World War II, the big war for the world, communist totalitarianism, was underway, and John Birch was the first victim. And so he
and by the way, the globalists, as you know, decades later, now call that World War III. And so, again, just so much that John Birch envisioned has actually become even mainline nomenclature in the technocracy.
Yes. Well, one of the things that Robert Welch recognized, and this is the reason why he and the John Birch Society were so demonized by the same mainstream media, the MSM-controlled corporate media, is that he was exposing the larger picture, and that is that communism wasn't succeeding, and all these millions of deaths were not just the result of the communists being so powerful and cunning and adept at taking over. They had indisputable, absolutely necessary help in the highest positions of power in some of the free world countries, particularly.
All right, stay there. I want to finish up with that and then leap forward to the grandchildren and sons of and daughters of these globalists, what they're doing today. Now they're out in the open, and what's currently happening and what you see happening in the future with William F. Jasper, straight ahead of the New American Magazine. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, you shudder from the sound. The death machine makes falling down.
Friends, we are back live. William F. Jasper is our guest till 5 after next hour, and then I'll introduce Gerald Celente at 8 after. He's gonna guest host the broadcast today. Very excited to have Gerald Celente, one of our most popular guests and very informative gentleman, doing that. A bunch of things that are happening here. We can thank another station turning the show on, KSET 1300 AM in Beaumont, Texas. We're excited to have them joining the team. KSET 1300 AM will be airing the live weekday show starting in just a couple days on May 2nd. so I'll plug them then. And also, we have a lot of stations that are now carrying the show twice a day, and also some stations going 24 hours a day, like Jacksonville, Florida. As always, we want to thank all of those AM and FM affiliates out there for carrying the broadcast. Also, we're not funded by stimulus money or banker bailout money like General Electric funding MSNBC. We are 100% funded. We're not funded by the Koch brothers funding the kind of fake right wing either. Wish we were, because I'd take money and fund liberty, period. There's no strings attached. Here, bring it, give it to me. But I'm being sarcastic. The point here is we're funded by you buying books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, clicking on our sponsors. We're funded by you spreading the word about the broadcast. We're funded by you supporting our local AM and FM stations, supporting those local sponsors. It really helps to let shops know you're coming in because they sponsor the show, or if you're a business to become a sponsor. That's how we fund this operation. I'm hiring more reporters. I'm getting satellite feeds. You see what we're doing. A year ago, I cut that ad saying, we're going to the next level. I am going to go 110%. That's why I got black circles around my eyes. And I've been working 18 hours a day, many, many days, 3-4 days a week, for the last year. And I have sworn, on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. And sometimes I do it in a ham-fisted way, but folks, pray for me. I'm doing the best I can. And, you know, God works in mysterious ways, so thanks for putting up with me. But I am your humble servant here in Liberty. I love my children. I want them to be free. I want them to live in a world with your children. And I want them to grow up and have grandchildren who have grandchildren. And we'll go to the stars together if we don't let the king rat scum take over. We're going back to Jasper here in a moment to give him the real floor. He's just breaking down amazing history here to understand what's brought us to this point, a snapshot of those that came before us. And we stand on their shoulders. Don't forget, you can also buy the ProPure water filtration, 10% off of promo code WATER, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there. I went out and found the best. It's what I and my family use. It's what we use on the road in the RV. It is the best, the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com with promo code WATER. You can also call and get it with that same promo code, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Don't forget, you can also subscribe and get 11 memberships for the price of one, $5.95 a month, Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant. That's 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's 55 cents a piece. Buy one master membership and share it. That just pays for the bandwidth. And then also, please don't forget, the new magazines arrive tomorrow. We have just sold out of the April issue. So the new magazines arrive tomorrow, 110,000 of them. Each magazine has three InfoWars.com stickers. One of them says Save the Constitution. The other says InfoWars.com. The other says PrisonPlanet.com. The average bumper sticker gets seen by 20,000 people, they estimate, on some of the marketing sites I've read. 20,000, at least if they're on a car, a little bit less if it's on a book bag or something else. The point is 20,000 people. Let's say it's 1,000 people. The point is, this is an aggressive operation. Please get the new magazine, give it to friends and family, and then also put the bumper stickers on your own property or give it to others to put on their own property. Please don't put it on anybody else's property, though I'm sure provocateurs will do that. That's not our problem. Again, ladies and gentlemen, duty is ours. Consequences belong to God. InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we've launched the new InfoWars Seed Center. And don't forget the New American magazine, also very important to support those patriots as well. We'll tell you how to subscribe before Jasper leaves. Okay, we've got like 14 minutes left in this segment, then 5 minutes, then another 5 minutes, then we've got Gerald Celente coming up at 8 after. But we've got William F. Jasper here. Finish up with you had just gotten to the point of trying to, you know, basically put Mao in, and then discovering that there were ultra-rich funding communism while using it as a dialectic to build a police state here, and then get into the current EU stuff you've been breaking and their own admissions, and then where you see us going, where you think the battle is, because I really respect your perspective as somebody who's been in this battle for 30 years, William F. Jasper.
Thank you, Alex. Actually, it's almost 40 years now.
Wow.
37. So, we were talking at the end there, you know, huge momentous shift in the whole planet following World War II with communism taking over much of Europe, much of Asia, including all of China. And that was happening at the same time that the United Nations was being founded, the incipient world government that was founded in 1945. Now, you and I were brought up in schools, I believe, until I went away to college, actually while I was in college, and I became familiar with the John Birch Society, that the United Nations was this glorious, wonderful, great big brotherhood of man that was founded at the end of World War II because the people of the world decided we couldn't have war anymore because of the atomic bomb. We had to find a way of getting past all our differences, so we'd all join hands and sing kumbaya, and we'd join together at the United Nations, and we'd all live in peace, harmony, and brotherhood. At least that was the aspiration, so we were told. Nothing of the kind. As I began looking into the first big disillusionment for me was Geodor Griffin's book, The Fearful Master, A Second Look at the United Nations. You've had that on your program, I'm sure. But that just began a big transformation for me in understanding that really right from the very beginning we had two major forces working together hand in hand to build this United Nations into a world government, which would be tyrannical. And the two hands that were joined together were, first of all, the communists. Stalin's agent, Vyshinsky, was the main guy involved from the Soviet Union in putting together the Charter of the United Nations. The guy on our side, supposedly, was Alger Hiss. Alger Hiss, of course, was a Soviet agent himself. But he was also an agent for a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was, in fact, the protege of one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, John Foster Dulles, former Secretary of State. And so we had the Council on Foreign Relations and the communists working together to put this organization into place, which would eventually assume global legislative, executive, and judicial powers. It would be empowered with a police force and an army, and that is under process right now. But we saw right at the very beginning, not only Alger Hiss, but Harry Dexter White, another Soviet agent, and he was there at the founding conference. He became head of the International Monetary Fund, and then he was followed by Virginius Frank Coe, another CFR member, member of the Communist Party, who finally left and went to live in China. But the International Monetary Fund is still with us, as is the United Nations. And, in fact, the International Monetary Fund, this is one of the areas I've been writing extensively on for the last several years, is the big push by the Council on Foreign Relations and their other adjuncts around the world to transform the International Monetary Fund into a Federal Reserve of the world, to give it all of the powers that we now have in the Federal Reserve to control monetary and fiscal policy of the world. And
you wrote that something like 25 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, and now it's mainstream news, but we're still kooks if we talk about it. I mean, it's just amazing. What is it like for you, I've got to ask this, to now see everything that Welch talked about 50 years ago actually come true exactly as he said? I mean, what incredible intelligence JBS had back then. I mean, I don't think we would have had any chance if it wasn't for you guys. I hate to sit here.
The same frustration. I know, but for those of us that have been trying to inform the American people about this all along, only to be chastised as kooks and fearmongers, etc. I mean, many other people, though, are beginning to see through that because the Tea Party and every other conservative organization, religious organization, if you're opposed to any of the agenda, and it's sweeping across, the agenda is to completely transform the United States, to destroy all morality, destroy our economy, to force us into interdependence, to destroy our national sovereignty, and that's being stripped away from us right now as we see more and more of these United Nations treaties, the law of the sea, the what they're trying to push through with the global arms treaty, with all of the global environmental treaties and agreements. I was at the Earth Summit in 1992 and saw and reported on all of the things of Agenda 21, the Biodiversity Treaty, and the global warming back then. And so it's frustrating to be years or decades ahead of where most people see the danger on the horizon. One of the other areas that we wrote about extensively and I covered extensively over the years, and now it's becoming quite apparent, is the European Union. Our correspondent, Hilaire Duberrier, had been writing about that for 50 years, since the beginning of what was then the European Coal and Steel Community, and he had written about all of the people who were the socialists and one-worlders behind it right from the start. And he was kind of a lone voice at that time. He was a very close colleague of mine. I regarded him as one of my teachers and got very close to him. And Hilaire Duberrier really wrote the whole book on the history of the European, what we now know as the European Union. And this is very important because the European Union has destroyed the national sovereignty of its member states through deception, through bribery, through coercion. But all the while, when it was being proposed, and every step along the way, as it gained new powers, legislative, executive, and judicial powers, the designers, the architects of it, swore over and over again publicly, oh, this is not going to compromise our national sovereignty. This is not going to, not in any way going to overrule. We're not going to have a central bureaucracy that's going to ruin home rule, local rule. Now, as you pointed out earlier, now they come up, well, of course, we have to. We can't have a federal state without giving up national sovereignty. And now they're trying to promote that on a new level with this transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the United States, which is now President Obama has asked for fast-track authority to push through Congress. And so that's going to be one of the battles right before us now, because if they can push that through, then again, we have no recourse. We'll follow down the same road that the nations of Europe have gone in having transnational courts, transnational legislatures, parlaments, etc., control every aspect of our lives. There will be no recourse, as the people of Europe are finding now.
William, doesn't it come down to this? Doesn't it come down to the fact that big, mega, wealthy love monopolies, as they openly talk about, because then there's no competition, and they just basically buy off the governments and then shut down their competition, and then on top of it, they're basically eugenicists who think there's too many people, so, you know, why not cut the resources off? I mean, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? If they get their world government, what are they going to set up?
Well, I think we can have history, as Patrick Henry said, have no lamp to guide my path except for the light of history. And we know that absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And we've seen that in every communist, Nazi, fascist dictatorship of any kind. And the fact that these folks who are promoting this now happen to be so-called respectable bankers and presidents and secretaries of state and whatnot. Once they have total power, they are human beings. That flows automatically. And when we know their actual history, many of these people are certifiable megalomaniacs. They want to have total power, and no one who has total power and wants total power will use it beneficently.
I agree. More and more we see an endgame, the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, the army manual saying, you know, that mainline Christian groups are bad. I mean, this is what you'd expect a weatherman to do if they were president. Do you agree with me that things are now moving at Mach speed because they're behind on their timetable, as Brzezinski has said? Or where do you see the world right now?
It's very clear that they have missed quite a number of very important datelines along the way in terms of putting through, for instance, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, in terms of getting the Declaration of Interdependence, all of these things which
carbon tax 4 years ago when that got leaked. I mean, we're having victories when we engage them.
Absolutely. And so there is a seeming frenetic activity going on. But, you know, if you go back to one of the signal manifestos of the one worlders, the insiders in this regard, we've quoted a lot. I'm sure you have as well. 1974, Foreign Affairs, Richard N. Gardner, CFR trilateralist, Columbia University professor emeritus of international law, blah, blah. I mean, he's served on a number of he wrote an article called The Hard Road to World Order, and it's one of the most important ones. There's many others like it. But yeah, one of the phrases that he used in there is he said, as this happens, as we begin forming this world government through regional arrangements on environment, on the economy, on security, etc., it will look like a booming, buzzing confusion. In other words, there's going to be all this activity. It's going to be hard to, for people to keep their eyes on it. But out of this confusion, they have a plan. It's going to create this new world order in which, through all these regional arrangements, the national sovereignties are destroyed, and the world order as it was of nation states is disaggregated, and then it is brought back together in this new aggregation of a new world order.
That's right, in new sub 10 region breakdowns, 10 FEMA regions, 10 global regions, 3 mega regions within that. And this is all
right.
Public.
So this is happening on multiple levels, and that's I was at the.
Tell you what, stay there. So that we got to go to break. I want to come back and talk about this.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ooh, Lord, I travel so hard. Ooh, Lord,
trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Okay, if you go to drudgereport.com, there's a Daily Mail article about Misha, the supposed redhead guy that nobody could find for a week. Who reportedly said it was all Alex Jones's, you know, fault that the guys basically did what they did, and then no one could say who actually talked to him in the Associated Press. And Kurt Nemo put an article out today at Infowars.com saying nobody can find him, and saying, you know, this looks like a perfect cutout to make this up and demonize the Internet. Well, sure enough, the Daily Mail did find him in Rhode Island. I want to send Dan Bedondi over there to interview him. And so this just confirms Kurt's article that it's basically just made up, because he says it's made up and he didn't say those things. We need to get that added to Kurt's article. Misha, the radicalizer story, hits a speed bump. The emerging narrative on the Boston bombing and the role allegedly played by the now deceased Tamerlan hinges on a shadowy figure the government calls Misha. It said the red-bearded Muslim lives in the Boston area but could not be located by authorities or the corporate media. Well, now he's been found. Daily Mail, drudgereport.com, right-hand side. We need to add that to this article. And it just adds to what Kurt was saying. So there you go. That story's been on Drudge since this morning. Okay, going back to our guest in this little segment, the next, and Gerald Celente is coming in. William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine, again, whether she were getting into being at these globalist meetings and how they operate. Go ahead.
Well, one of the very important ones where we see this convergence going on, and this is a very important term that I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with, but they should be more and more familiar with this convergence, where this was the plan after World War II, is first to build up the communist countries, the Hegelian dialectic, where they would be a credible force against the free world, and then to have a, well, we can't have this constant threat of nuclear war, we're going to have some kind of convergence where we'll all come together. Well, we couldn't do that with communism being on what Lenin called war communism, antagonistic towards the rules. So we had to have peace communism. And so that's what's happened over the last 20 years. Supposedly communism has collapsed. Now we can converge peacefully with the communist countries, with China, Russia, etc. And I was at one of these, I've been at a number of the big convergence conferences. One of the big venues for this is Gorbachev's State of the World Forum, which I've been at virtually all of them. One of the big ones was in San Francisco in 1995, the anniversary of 50th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations in San Francisco. Gorbachev was there, had Ted Turner, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all of the big names from around the world there. And Zbigniew Brzezinski made his speech, which I reported on from there, and we recorded it. That's where he made his famous statement that we cannot leap into world government in one step. It has to occur through gradual step-by-step regional developments. And this, of course, is a restatement of what a number of other key One World, New World Order architects have stated, which we've reported on, which is that we have to have these regional arrangements which destroy the national sovereignty by linking country to country and region to region. And that's where what we see happening through many of the different economic, security, military operations, because they recognize that most Americans, particularly, but other people in other countries as well, would be opposed to actually building the United Nations into one globalized central government. So they had to do it piecemeal. And so that's what we see happening here with the trade agreements, with environmental agreements, with now the security agreements, and this is what we see coming out.
But they all cede authority to unelected corporate boards who can even exempt themselves from taxes and give themselves government contracts and too-big-to-fail money. It is incredible. Five more minutes with William F. Jasper from the New American Magazine, then Gerald Celente.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm a
Alex Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.